Online Vaughan cuentan con los mismos profesores apasionados que desde hace más de 40 años nos han hecho diferentes. Descubre las ventajas de nuestro método online probándolo. Así que os invito a entrar en grupovaughan.com y poneros a prueba.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo, horario de mañana o tarde, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades, ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza, Cleopatra y Marco Antonio, Adán y Eva, Romeo y Julieta, Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate.
Más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio.
Three, I got the salad blues, baby. Ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby. Ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. I said one, got the salad. Two, got the blues. Three, to get ready, got holes in my shoes. I got the salad blues, baby. Ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby. Ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. Yes, you know that you want a little bit of salad. Listeners, what's on the program today? Well, we have salad news bits for you, of course, news from around the world. And what else do we have? We also have grammar points. We shall be practicing with countables and uncountables with the help of Alan Parsons, our grammar expert. Countables and uncountables. Yes, we shall be putting you to the test, as we often do. right here on the salad. Now, what else do we have? Also have a little conundrum for you. That's right, a little conundrum for you. So we have salad news bits. Yes, grammar point with countables and uncountables. And first of all, our little conundrum. Here it is. Are you ready? Get blank the sofa and do something useful instead. Get blank the sofa and do something useful instead. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. We shall reveal the answer at the end of the program, Salad Listener. But right now, it's time for Salad News Bits. Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Here's our headline. Signs of geological activity found on Venus. Venus, Venus. Signs of geological activity found on Venus. Geological activity. We're going over to North Carolina to find out more about this. So to find out is averiguar. Well, it can be enterarse or averiguar. In this case, averiguar. We're going to North Carolina to find out more about this. We have Hal Leonard in North Carolina. Hal, please tell us more.
Hi, Dave. Scientists have found evidence. Parts of Venus's surface move around like pieces of continent on Earth.
Scientists have found evidence. Parts of Venus's surface move around like pieces of continent on Earth. Sure, they're kind of drifting around. We're all drifting around.
That's right. So, and while this activity is probably not driven by plate tectonics as on Earth, it could be a cousin of that process.
It's true, because we have tectonic plates. That's right, here on Earth, or you can say plate tectonics, the general process. That's not exactly the same, but it could be a cousin, un primo, del mismo proceso. So it could be a cousin of that process. Could be a cousin of the plate tectonics process. Please tell us more.
The findings fit an emerging picture of a planet that, is very much alive, in contrast to the traditional view of Venus.
So the findings, los resultados, the findings. So it's very much alive, Venus is very much alive. But, you know, people think of it not as an alive planet. Venus is alive! Yes.
That's right. So Europe is launching a spacecraft, Envision, to radar map and gather spectroscopic measurements of the planet's surface and atmosphere. And NASA is sending two craft, the Veritas and the Da Vinci Plus, to Venus towards the end of this decade.
So Europe is launching a spacecraft, the Envision, and also NASA, the Veritas and the Da Vinci Plus, towards the end of the decade, so there's an increased interest in Venus.
I'm at North Carolina State University, and, I've been speaking to one of the associate professors who told me we've identified a previously unrecognized pattern of tectonic deformation on Venus. That is driven by interior motion, just like Earth.
So it's an unrecognized pattern of tectonic deformation. That's right. So that's driven by interior motion, just like on Earth.
That's right. So, associate professor told me, although different from the tectonics we currently see on Earth, it's still evidence of interior motion being expressed at the planet's surface.
Ah, yes. So very interesting indeed.
Yeah, that's right. So now I've been speaking to a few other of the doctors and some of their colleagues. Well, they detected sign blocks of rocky crust in Venus's lowlands region. And they noted they like had rotated and moved laterally relative to one another. So they compare the apparently relatively recent activity to the way fragments of pack ice move around in the sea in the Earth's polar regions.
Oh, that's interesting. So they noticed a lot of movement, and they compared that to ice, okay, in the Earth's polar regions, and how plaque ice or plate ice can move around. You know, they compared the surface of Venus to plaque ice. Very interesting. So Venus is very much alive.
Yeah, absolutely. So signs of geological activity found on Venus. And I'm sure it's going to be interesting with these new missions to Venus. And we're going to find out a lot more about this, you know, fantastic planet. So you hear from North Carolina. Back to the studio, Dave.
Excellent stuff. Venus is alive and well. Let's find out in the future about Venus. 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 You heard it here on Salad News Bits. Grammar points. Now then, salad listeners, yes, welcome to Grammar Point. So, countables and uncountables was what we promised you at the beginning of the program. Contables e incontables, countables and uns. So there are often mistakes made with these. Okay, so, you know, the best thing to do is practice. As you know, practice makes perfect, as we always say in the program. And who better to practice with than our grammar expert, Alan Parsons. Hello, Alan.
Yes, that's right. Hello, Dave. Yes, so obviously, you know, countables and uncountables. Yes, a bit of a classic, we could say. So, you know, I prepared a little test, you know, to practice with these to make sure we're not making any mistakes or correct mistakes that we would normally make to practice.
Okay, salad listeners, this is the interactive part of the program. So interact with us here, okay? Are you ready to interact with us? All you have to do is translate these into perfect English, and if possible, say them loud and proud. En voz alta y con orgullo, loud and proud. Okay, ready to practice? Good. Here we go, countables and uncountables on Grammar Points. Let's have our first example, please, Alan.
Right, okay. No hay agua en el vaso.
What do you think? No hay agua en el vaso. Well, I mean, there are different ways we can say this. I would say there isn't any water. It's negative, so any would sound good here. There isn't any water in the glass. That's right, water. Okay, it's uncountable. There isn't any water in the glass. I guess you could say there's no water in the glass. Okay, well, it's negative, so we'd say any. There isn't any water in the glass would sound good, salad listeners. Okay? Any problems so far? It's just the first one. We're just getting warmed up. Okay? So to warm up, calentarse. Let's have another one.
Hay agua en el vaso.
Right, so I want a vaso. I mean, you might say there is water in the glass. That's possible, but some would be good here. We used any because it was negative. Okay? So for questions and negatives, okay? So is there any water in the glass? There isn't any water in the glass, but I want a vaso. There is some water in the glass would be much more natural in English. Okay? And our ultimate objective is to speak as naturally as possible. So, there is some, or the congestion, there's some water in the glass. That's right. Let's have another one.
Hay un perro en esta casa.
Easy, eh? There is a dog in this house. Again, I would make the congestion, there's a, como César, there's a dog in this house. There's a dog in this house. There's a sandwich on the table. There's a beer. There is a, there's a. Good. There's a dog in this house. Next.
No hay ningún perro en esta casa.
Right. There isn't a dog in this house. There isn't a dog in this house. I mean, because there is no dog in this house. But there isn't a dog in this house. Much better. Okay, let's keep going.
No hay perros en esta casa.
Ah, there aren't dogs in this house. It's negative. Let's use any. There aren't any dogs in this house. You could say there aren't dogs in this house. But much more natural is negative using any. There aren't any dogs in this house. Yes, that's right. Countables and uncountables. Excellent. Let's keep going. Keep it going.
¿Tienes hijos?
What do you think? It's a question. That's all I'm going to say. It's a clue, una pista. It's a question. Do you have any children? I mean, you can say, do you have children? But do you have any children with the any there? It's a question. Do you have any children? Okay, perfect. Next.
Estamos teniendo problemas.
It's affirmative. That's all I'm going to say. It's a clue. So, estamos teniendo problemas. You could say we're having problems, that's fine. But some problems would sound much better. More natural, more native. And of course, we want to sound as native as possible. So, we're having some problems. Yes, indeed. Yes, sir. Next example, please.
No recibí cartas ayer.
Recibir cartas. I mean, you could say to receive. I would prefer the verb to get, because get can also be recibir. Can be like obtener, no? To achieve, but also to get a letter, to get an email, etc. So, I didn't get any letters yesterday. Is negative with any. I didn't get any letters yesterday. I didn't receive, you can say, but get, again, is much more natural, more native. I didn't get any letters yesterday. That's right.
No hay gente ahí.
No hay gente ahí. The people are. Remember, people are people. So there aren't any people there. There aren't any people there. It's negative. There aren't any people there.
Hay gente ahí.
Affirmative. Hay gente ahí. There are people there. With some would be better. There are some people there would sound better, more natural. There are some people there. I want to speak as naturally as possible. There are some people there. Okay, salad listeners, excellent. Let's keep going on Grammar Points.
Next, please. Yes, of course, right. Hay mujeres en la marina.
Hay mujeres en la marina. So la marina, the navy, in the navy.
In the navy!
That's right. So, are there any women in the navy? Again, any is a question. Are there any women in the navy? So just one thing, people make mistakes. One woman, two women. Okay? Just pronunciation, women. One woman, two women. Are there any women in the navy? That's right. Next question, please. Well, next example, please.
Well, actually, it happens to be a question, so, Hay tigres en Rusia.
Hay tigres en... is that a question? That's a question, you said. So, hay tigres en Rusia. Are there any tigers in Russia? Russia. Russia. Are there any tigers in Russia? There are. That's right. Strangely enough, there are tigers in Russia. Okay, good. Next.
Hay correo para mí.
Hay correo para mí. What do you think? Is there any mail for me? It's uncountable mail. You can count letters, but not mail. So, any mail for me. It's a question with any. Is there any mail for me?
No ha habido incendios forestales este verano.
Right. No ha habido. What do you think? So, ha habido, there have been. No ha habido, there haven't been. So, there haven't been any forest fires this summer. There haven't been any forest fires this summer. That's right. So, forest fires. So, there have been, there haven't been. Next.
Dame agua.
Give me some water. Give me water. You can say, but give me some water. I'm thirsty.
No me des agua.
Oh, what do you think, fellow listeners? Don't give me any water. Give me some water. Don't give me any water.
Necesito sal.
I need salt. It's possible. But I need some salt. I need some salt. That's right. We're much better, more natural.
Hay manera de convencerles.
What do you think? Hay manera. Is there any way to convince them? Is there any way to convince them? Okay, so keep practicing with us here. This is the interactive part of the program. Interact with us here. Translate these into perfect English.
Tengo monedas.
I have some coins. I have some coins. I have coins is fine, but some coins. I have some coins.
No tengo monedas.
I don't have any coins. Negative, I don't have any coins.
¿Tienes monedas?
Do you have any coins? So any for questions and negatives. Do you have any coins? No, I don't have any coins. Yes, I have some coins. This is the home straight. La recta final.
No tengo ni idea.
Okay. I have no idea. I don't have any idea. That's what you can say, but I have no idea. I don't have any idea, you could say, or I have no idea.
No tengo abrigo.
Well, it's singular. I don't have a coat. No tengo abrigos. I don't have any coats, but no tengo abrigo. I don't have a coat.
No tengo libro.
It's singular. I don't have a book. I don't have any books. No tengo libros. Next. I think this is the last one, is it?
Yes, it's the last one. I think you answered this already, Dave. So no tengo libros.
I've answered this already. I don't have any books. That's right. So no tengo libro. I don't have a book. No tengo libros. I don't have any books. That's right. Excellent stuff, Alan.
Yes, very good to review countables and uncountables. That's right. So see you next time. Ta-ta.
Thanks very much, Alan. This is Beebles and Uncountables. A very useful review right here on Grammar Points. That's right. So countables and uncountables. So you can't be making silly mistakes with countables or uncountables. Or even as we saw, you know, can I have water? Which is fine. But, you know, can I have some water? Sir, I don't want any water. So with some and any, so any for questions and negatives, some for affirmatives, just sounds so much more native, okay? So much more natural, which is our ultimate goal is to sound as native as possible, as natural as possible, okay? So that will help you. Now then, salad listeners, just to finish off, para rematar, no, to finish off, we had a conundrum, and we still have a conundrum. What was it? Well, let's have a look. It was, get blank the sofa and do something useful instead. Embeth, instead. Okay. So it's interesting the use of instead, because instead it's embeth there. So it's like saying instead of sitting, well, I'm not going to say too much in case I give the game away. Let's have a look at the conundrum first and we can explain. So, get blank the sofa and do something useful instead. Get off the sofa and do something useful instead. So get off. That's right. So to be on the sofa, estar en el sofá, to be on the sofa. I mean, you can be on, to sit on a chair, you know, to sit on the sofa. The opposite of on is off. Okay? So quitarse de, to get off. Quitar el sofá, was that what you'd say? Get off the sofa. So get off the sofa, do something useful. Of course you can do useful thing on the, yeah? But quite often my kids are sitting there with the headphones on, you know, playing video games, and I can say, come on, sofa, and do something useful instead. But I can say, instead of sitting on the sofa, en vez de sentarse, so instead of plus gerund, so instead of sitting on the sofa, get off the sofa and do something useful instead. Or we could put the instead at the end, quite useful. So get off the sofa and do something useful instead. That's right, salad listeners. That's been our conundrum for today. And that's brought us to the end of the program. So we'll have some more salads for you coming up. And that means, well, we'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. On the salads.